3 dozen outreach workers hired by the city have been hitting playgrounds and nail salons looking for 4-year-olds to enroll in pre-kindergarten. They're working 6 days a week, but their task is huge. Mayor de Blasio has promised to provide pre-K for 53,000 4-year-olds this fall, more than twice last year's number. 2 weeks before school, lots of new programs still have openings. WNYC's Robin Schulman has this report.
At the Hong Kong Dragon Boat Festival in Flushing, kids fly dragon kites and a team of dancers hold up poles supporting a long, flexible dragon puppet. The boats haven't started racing yet. This means that families are a captive audience for the pre-K message. Outreach workers fan through the crowd wearing pre-K t-shirts. Opportunity starts now. When they see a kid who looks somewhere between the ages of 2 and 5, they pounce.
Hi, my name is George. I work for the Department of Education. We're just out here trying to speak to parents about preschool for all 4-year-olds. How old is your little one?
Almost 4.
George Zwo pulls out his clipboard and pen. Like other outreach workers, he used to work on political campaigns, and that experience comes in handy. He's going to sign this man up.
Have you gotten her enrolled?
No.
No, not yet? Okay, well, it's free and it's all over the city.
Zwo promises to call the man on Monday. That's a score. Zuo's parents are from China, and he sometimes speaks Mandarin with the people he meets.
Hello. Now, my name is Zuo, I'm from the Department of Education,
She wants to know if there's a Chinese website. He says there is. Then Zuo approaches Stephen Lee, who says his daughter's already enrolled, and he thinks she'll really benefit.
Okay. So I think she's able to learn a lot while attending pre-K. Yeah, I'm looking forward to being part of the pre-K program.
Zuo's next target is a woman with a stroller. Yan Fei Li says her son is only 2, but she hopes in a few years he'll learn English in pre-K.
When they stay home, they only speak Chinese. And then when they go to the school, and they speak English all the time.
The Department of Education has sent outreach workers to the Mermaid Parade in Brooklyn and to march with Mayor de Blasio in the 4th of July parade in Staten Island. No one has a total tally of how many pre-K seats are filled and how many are still open. When the outreach workers go to festivals like this, they take addresses and phone numbers, check their databases, and then call back to let parents know their local options. They also keep in touch with individual center directors and canvass the neighborhood to fill their vacancies. Another day, back at the Queen's headquarters in Long Island City, they share tips on how to recognize a 4-year-old in a crowd.
They're the little walkers that walk a little bit unevenly, but they're not being carried.
Jeremiah Hay leads the meeting. Until recently, he taught SAT classes in public high schools. Shabana Sharif has worked as a middle school teacher, but is looking to change careers. She says she knows all the 4-year-old hangouts in her section of Queens.
Merry-go-rounds, bouncy houses, face painting, the little water parks, you know, when they open up the fountains, like they love that kind of thing.
Each outreach worker has an assigned area, a series of zip codes where they're responsible for the 4-year-olds. They make a daily plan for places to canvass and center directors to meet, and then they report back. Sharif brings good news.
I also touch base with Sandra from Sandra Sunflower. And they had 44 seats a couple weeks ago. In a week, she brought that down to 14. Last week, it was 4. And then yesterday, it was 2.
Marietta Daniel says she met a woman at a shopping center who told a story showing how access to pre-K can impact families' most intimate decisions.
She had a newborn baby with her, and it was her husband and a little girl. And
the mother and her husband had wanted another baby but couldn't afford daycare for 2 kids at once. Then Bill de Blasio promised universal pre-kindergarten. Their daughter could go.
It kind of changed their family planning.
She got pregnant right after de Blasio won the election. The excitement doesn't mean pre-K centers are hitting enrollment targets. The city's been opening new programs throughout the summer, and new seats have been constantly coming online. But parents don't know these brand new centers exist. With school starting in just a few weeks, some programs have dozens of vacancies. So the ability to deliver on the promise of pre-kindergarten rests in part on these outreach workers. They make quick, efficient follow-up calls to people they've met on the street.
Hi, my name is Shabana. I'm calling from Universal Pre-K. How are you doing?
Hi, buenas. Le habla Sean del Departamento de Educación. ¿Cómo estás?
The outreach workers know the importance of these conversations. The city and state have funded these spots, but it won't be a success unless the kids show up. For WNYC, I'm Robin Schulman.